I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said that, I feel like it's not even, somebody said that they got punched by a meth head on their 21st birthday.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's something you're going to remember, though.
Happy birthday. No, and so that's what Christy said last night. She's like, "What? Why would you take down your Facebook page?" And I said, because it really is a Miss Manners thing. You're supposed to answer every person individually when they say happy birthday to you. You're supposed to say thank you. And because they bothered, so you're supposed to tell them that you received it. And, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Crazy. Anyway, so that's why I disabled it. Oh, this is very funny. Now people are calling me older than I am.
Oh, no.
Happy 80th. Happy 55th. Happy 70th.
So mean.
Oh, I almost said F off, like out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, my God. That was super close. That was scary. All right. Anyway, we have lots to get to this morning. First of all, what's up with Taylor Swift? What's this whole audio about Taylor Swift there, Schmidl?
She just came out with a new Christmas song.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Here's a video she posted on social media asking her three cats, Meredith, Benjamin, and Olivia, if it's a good idea to come out with this.
Okay, I know this is pretty wild, but I've just written a Christmas song. I feel like it's weird to just like wait a year to put it out. So I don't have anyone to ask right now except for
Meredith. Should I put out a Christmas song like now? Okay, that's hard to tell. Benjamin, should I put out a Christmas song? Do you think I should put out a Christmas song? Olivia, please, can you talk? Can you just focus for 1 second? No, over here.
Oh, my God. I just ruined my weekend.
I did?
Her talking to her cats.
Yeah. That's all she said she could
Thanks,
talk
Schmidl.
To.
Thanks, Schmidl.
It's Meredith, Benjamin, and Olivia. It's all her friends. Taylor Swift has three cats. She's getting a little cat lady-ish in my
She
mind.
Is.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
BJ?
Jamie. Whoa.
Are you done
she,
with
You
me?
Know what she does? She posts a lot of the cat videos all the time, but it's almost like it's a cry for help. You know what I mean?
Right. Anyway, she put out a new Christmas song. It's called Christmas Tree Farm. Here's the hook of it.
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh,
I got to
sure.
go back to the page.
Okay, it's
boom,
number two.
Boom, boom, boom.
Under the mistletoe.
I guess it's over.
Yeah, it's over. That's all there is.
That was it.
Yep.
It might work. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to be a classic, though.
We'll see. I mean, you never know. It's Taylor Swift. I mean, she just seems to make magic out of everything.
You know what she's doing, in my opinion? Because there's been a lot of hoopla over the past, week or two about Mariah Carey is Christmas.
Right.
All I Want for Christmas. I think Taylor is searching to replace Mariah at some point. That she'll find that perfect song.
I thought the same thing.
You know what I'm thinking?
I did.
Yeah. I think that she, because this is the way those people think. She is the new Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey was huge in her day. And Taylor Swift is just as big today. And I think she's looking for that song that all of a sudden is her staple for the season.
Right. Right. What's Mariah's song again?
All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, is that it? You. Very good, BJ.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played it yesterday.
I know, but you're just like,
I wouldn't have remembered if it hadn't been for that. Sorry.
Let's see here. Ailyn. Who's Ailyn?
Who's Ailyn?
Who is Ailyn?
Ailyn.
Ellen had on Eddie Murphy yesterday. I love Ellen. She's so good. Anyway, so he talked about how he is coming back to Saturday Night Live. Here's what he said.
I kind of wanted to go back after they had the 40th anniversary thing a few years back. And when I went there and I saw everybody and I saw all the actors and actresses and the people and the crew, and I got this big burst of nostalgia, and I started feeling like, oh, I want to go back. And so I've been wanting to go back there since then.
I saw him yesterday on Ellen. He looks exactly the same. It's crazy.
He already did that, right?
No, I think he's on, I don't know when he's on.
I thought he already did it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. December 21st.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be on Saturday night.
I know it was announced a couple of months ago, I think it was.
That is true.
I thought he was already on.
He had on this like purple shiny jacket, and he just kept playing with it. It's like, stop. Stop, Eddie Murphy. Anyway, he also talked about how he was pressured to release Coming to America 2.
I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. Yeah, because that movie, more than any picture that I've done, I don't know what it is in the culture where, like on Halloween, some people get dressed up as characters from the movie. So a lot of people had this expectation. People would say to me when they found out I was doing it, don't that movie up. Don't mess it up. I said, what? So it was like, we've gone above and beyond what anybody would think. I'm really, really happy.
So I'm shocked that he's coming out with that second one, because the first one was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, will it be the third one? It'll be the third one, right?
Wait. No, I think it's number two.
Number two?
Yeah, it's two.
I don't know. Because it was so good. Number one was just perfect. Like, leave it alone. What are they going to do now?
Eddie Murphy went out and made so much money. He just disappeared.
Yeah, he did.
He literally disappeared from movies. He disappeared from SNL, everything, comedy clubs, everything. He made so much money that he just said, screw it.
Well, what he didn't do is disappear with his wiener, because he has 10 kids.
Yeah, he does.
Holy crap. And a buttload of wives, too. Didn't he, like, last year take a photo with all the wives and all the kids? It was really uncomfortable to look at. And you're like, yeah, I know, right? It was like a Christmas card with all the wives and all the kids. Anyway, here's him talking about his 10 children.
It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. Yeah. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like, there's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah. You're doing your thing.
Eddie Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy.
That is Eddie Murphy.
You know, and the thing with him is sometimes the things he says aren't really that funny that people laugh at. It's the way he says it.
Yeah.
It's his expressions. It's just, he is a funny dude.
He is funny.
He is hysterical.
Yeah, he is really great. All right. Justin Timberlake's affair would cost him $500,000. We talked about this before. Jessica Biel had a love contract. I would have made that way more. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it seems cheap.
It does, because he's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake has made headlines for being spotted holding hands with his Palmer co-star, Alicia, whatever her name is. And if he gets caught cheating, his wife, Jessica Biel, if she decides to leave him, she gets an additional $500,000. He's worth so much.
So that would be additional to the settlement
that
a judge would order.
It'd be on top of.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever their contract
right.
is.
Right. Yeah. In the meantime, though, as you know, Timberlake apologized on Instagram for what he called a strong lapse of judgment after photos and videos surfaced of him and that chick at the bar in New Orleans. We posted it yesterday on Facebook, and I was reading some of the comments, and I found it interesting that, you know, because I think Schmendel put up there, do you think he cheated or do you think he didn't cheat, whatever, with that girl. He did say that he was under the influence of alcohol and he made wrong decisions. But for the most part, the comments were about how a lot of people think he has trouble with alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what a lot of the comments were.
Mm.
It's like, and if you're at a place where you're making bad decisions because of alcohol, then you maybe want to think about that.
Yeah.
You know?
I did see a story where she does believe him.
Well, that's good.
I don't know if that's, you know, if it's just a rumor.
Right. Who knows?
How do we know?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't have sources.
We don't know anything.
We don't even care. I think that Justin Bieber is really bored, you guys.
Uh-oh.
I think he's just so bored. you know, he has all that money. He's not really, supposedly he's working on going on tour again. So he's been taking dance lessons, you know, working with a choreographer. But yesterday was a weird day for Justin Bieber. He showed up with a huge, huge bird tattoo on the side of his neck.
A bird.
On the side of his neck.
What kind of bird? Are we talking a vulture or a robin or...
It just said bird.
Hummingbird?
I couldn't make it out. It's
we should see what kind of bird that is.
It's just like a large bird, and I tried to figure out what kind of bird, but I can't tell.
Ostrich.
I don't know. What kind of bird do you think that is?
I think it's like a swallow, maybe, or a, it kind of looks like a swallow.
I don't know what it is.
A swallow.
Yeah.
It looks like...
You know a swallow? I couldn't even tell you what a swallow looks like.
I think it looks...
Maybe it's a goose.
Like a woodpecker.
It's a woodpecker.
It's a woodpecker. It's on the side of his neck, and it comes almost around to the front of his neck.
Yeah. It's definitely not a dove.
Thanks, Madel.
It's a pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a pigeon.
It's a pigeon.
Yeah.
It just is very odd. Like, all of a sudden, why would you put a bird on your neck?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know what I'm going to do today. Let's see. Well, it's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday. Thursday? Yeah, let's go to the tattoo parlor, honey, and go get a bird on my neck. What? And then he painted his Lamborghini the most hideous color of teal. Did you see his Lambo?
No.
It is. He painted it bright teal. Isn't that gross?
Maybe the bird is that duck that they had to remove his wiener because he's too frisky.
What are you talking about?
There's a duck in the news today. That they had to remove his wiener because he wouldn't stop attacking all the other geese.
Wait a minute. Start all over.
There's a duck in the news.
Okay.
That they had to capture and take his wiener off because he's been having five to ten times a day with three different ducks. So he's turned into a schmadil, basically.
And so they had to remove his wiener?
Yeah, because he's too frisky.
Maybe it's that duck.
Maybe he somehow, you know, relates to that.
All right, so let me, one more time. All right, so there's a duck.
There's a duck
in the news.
Schmadel, can you pull this up for Jamie, please? She's having a hard time. Well, it's her birthday.
Listen, it's hard for any of us to wrap our heads around this.
Oh,
we were talking
about
Justin Bieber and a duck on his neck, Jamie. And then you're like, oh, there's a duck that's having relations,
yeah.
And he had his wiener removed, and I'm supposed to follow this?
Yeah, because Justin Bieber, he's a very frisky guy, too. So maybe he loves his duck.
Okay.
And that's the tattoo.
Duck has been traumatized after having penis removed for nonstop sex.
Oh, boy.
His name is Dave.
I didn't know that.
Dave had too many buddies.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I guess there's three different ducks that he's been after. And he's on them, he's humping them like 5 and 10 times a day.
Oh, and it says his wiener became infected.
Yeah, he's got a bad wiener. I'm telling you, he's Schmadel.
He was engaging in foul play.
Yeah, that's the headline.
Did y'all get that one? Okay. Anyway, yeah, so he turned his Lamborghini into a weird color of teal. It's just hideous. Just hideous. And then finally for you, Elon Musk, man. He has bought 7 homes in Bel Air for $100 million thus far. And they say he's going to build like a humongous home.
Oh, man.
$100 million so far he's built spent on teardowns.
Really?
$100 million on seven houses that he's going to tear down. That is crazy.
The money.
I know, right?
The money the man has.
Oh, just to tear him down.
Crazy.
All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.